Hey everyone, Adam here. Before we jump into today's episode, I just wanted to take a moment and extend an invitation to any coach interested in becoming part of our coach's membership. This membership has the ability to transform and elevate your entire program. You gain access to the membership for all that we have to offer. Every teaching concept, activity, and exercise, our captain's course. You get a specialized one-on-one onboarding to make sure you have everything you need to answer any questions you may have. In the mail, you'll receive your green verification kit, as one coach said, is the cheat code to leadership for his team. This coach's membership, leaned into it, can transform your program. And I just want you to take advantage of it. Feel free to go on to leademup.com, take a look, browse through all the things that you have available to you through the membership. And we would love to have you join our Lead 'Em Up community today. Now, let's jump into today's episode. You're listening to the Lead 'Em Up podcast, powered by Chick-fil-A. Thank you for hanging with us. I am Adam alongside Kyle. And today, Kyle, we're talking about character comes before leadership. And it is so important that we as coaches, as we continue navigating our players through their leadership journey, that they understand the ordering of character and leadership. So both of them are connected. Character is who we are. Leadership is what we do. But it's important that our players understand fully and clearly that when it comes to the dynamics of character and leadership, that character comes before leadership, that it is the work we have to put forth in our character, that we've got to start there, that there's got to be growth and focus on the individual character before we truly begin to unleash our leadership. Obviously, leadership will always be there because leadership is simply influence. But when we really want to live and grow and excel in our leadership, it will come after the work put forth in our character. And our players have to understand that. Our credibility is fueled by our character. And when our character is stronger and healthier, then our credibility and our leadership becomes better, becomes that much greater. And it's in a conversation that I've been continuing to have with the players that I work with. I'm sure you are as well, Kyle, but we've got to get the character right first. You know, there's a little quote, Kyle, that says leadership's not about you, but it starts with you.
Yes.
And when we say starts with you, we're talking about your character.
Right. So when we say that, what players have to realize is that people don't believe and follow what you say. They believe and follow what you do first. You know, it's better caught than taught. So when we're talking about the leadership, when we summarize in a lot of our live trainings, we'll go through and we'll teach the green team concept, the green team framework, and then we'll say, you know, all of this can be summarized in four words: be green, build green. But it doesn't say build green, then be green, right? Because it starts with you. You have to live it out. And that's the mentality of it. It's not about me, like, look at me, look at what I'm doing. Oh, I'm so great. No, it's like, I have to get this right. I have to be right first. I have to model integrity. I have to model a high level of character. And then I'm going to go get other people to that level. But what happens is people want to, we've talked about it before. And I think for a lot of the kids, they just confuse leadership with sound bites, with like these little things that they see all the time on social and, you know, these conversations that are had, or just, you know, little moments before a team takes the field, and thinking that that's exactly leadership. But you can't just bark at a team and give a rah-rah speech. Now you're a leader, right? You have to be a person of integrity, because if you're not, they're going to tune you out.
Well, what's so important to remind our players is what they see in the mic'd up moments, what they see in the clips, what they see in the reels, these incredible moments of leadership or these outward displays of leadership in a rah-rah speech and things like that, those individuals have earned that right. They have earned that position. And, you know, Drew Brees was always one of the most popular ones, right? The pregame speeches and everyone crowding around Drew Brees and him doing his little whatever he did. But like that doesn't happen and is not afforded for Drew Brees if his character is not right. It is his daily character that put him in a position where he could then step out in front of a team and demand that attention and earn that engagement from his team. It was his character that then put him in that position. And, you know, I recently was in a locker room setting where, true story, it was very interesting. You know, a lot of times in game, you know, my work is done with teams weekly, but when I watch and observe their games, I just truly do that. I observe. I try not to get too involved. I just try to let it play out, and I take mental notes, and I then will know there's a time and place where I'll come back to these things and I will address them in our sessions and all that. But in the moment, I'm just kind of going, unless it gets obviously too, you know, over the top. Right.
Right.
I mean, we had some players charge after the opponents the other day in a game, in a football game at the end of the game. I'm out running on the field, grabbing players and be like, no, like, no. And I'm addressing it there. So obviously if it gets too much, but for the most part, I let a lot of the little things just kind of roll, right? Like I just let it roll. And we're in the halftime in a very tense halftime setting. Coach delivers his speech. We're in a bad situation, scoreboard wise and circumstance wise in the game. Coach delivers his speech. And as you know, and you have seen, coach will deliver their speech. And then a lot of times coach will then walk out. And then usually one, two, three players begins to speak up and grab the group and bring everyone together. And then they one, two, three, they kind of break it out. As the coach leaves in this particular setting, two individuals begin speaking out, right? We got this, guys. Hey, everyone, bring it in. We got this. Let's go. Like, we work too hard. You know, all of those kind of leadership, quote unquote, sound bites there. And I witnessed some I haven't really witnessed in a while. Literally about five or six players walked out the room.
Wow.
They just did not
got up and left, huh?
You know, everyone was kind of standing and coach kind of, he shared and he started walking back towards the exit to start making its way back to the field. Cause that was going to be coming soon. But obviously these players went in one last, like, man, just us. Right. Yeah. And there were about five or six players that started walking out essentially like, I'm not going to listen to this. Right. I'm just going to go do my own thing. And it wasn't that they were being rebellious, or it's not even that they per se were so that they're these defiant red players, because I know who they are. The reality is they just did not, they weren't interested in sitting there listening to these two in particular talk and try to be that person in those moments when they know those two individuals, without going into the full kind of history of them, frankly, they've not earned that position. Their character, if you looked at their year, if you looked at how they show up each and every day, if you looked at the behavior that they engage in throughout the course of the season, frankly, they are not the people to be having that conversation. Now, they are loud. They have the personalities to step up in those moments, but they just didn't have the credibility. And these five or six players that walked out, essentially, we're speaking to the point we're talking about in this episode. The individuals did not have the character and demonstrate the character to earn the respect in that moment. They did not have the credibility. And these five or six people said, you know what? I'd rather go kind of lead myself internally in my head than sit here and listen to them.
Right.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because I can look at those individuals and I can see them wanting to step up in the moment and be that leader. And I feel bad for them to some degree because their credibility has been damaged by their poor character all season long, that it basically cuts out the feet under them Right. In those moments where they can't lead then as well as they could. And their credibility is shot. And if there's a message that I would love to have shared to them in that moment, I would love to just, I would love to pull them out of that moment and say, look, let's zoom out for a moment. Let's have a teachable moment. Obviously, you can't do it in the heat. In the moment, they were like, I would love to just say, hey, you notice how as you were speaking, that side of the room wasn't really locked in. These four or five people walked out the room. It just didn't really create the unified moment you were hoping for. The goals that you had to lead that room in that moment, you know, how it didn't really pan out the way you had hoped. It's because you tried to jump to the leadership while ignoring the character. You got the order backwards. You got the order backwards. You tried to be the leader without being the person. You got the order backwards. It's why we say time and time again, you got to get your character right. It's why leadership, you know, rule number one in the green team, in order to build green, you must first be green. It's why rule number two says, if you are a floater, you're the lower of the two levels you float between, because it starts with you. And then rule three begins to play into the leading of others and swaying the grays, but it starts with you. And if you can't get your character right, you lose all credibility.
Yeah. And I think it's important for players and even coaches, as you're talking with your players about this, is where to start, how to get there, what to do. This past Friday, I was working with a girls basketball team in Orlando, and one of their players is a sophomore, and she was awesome. She asked, her name was Bonnie. Shout out to Bonnie, by the way. But Bonnie asked incredible questions throughout the session. And one of them was along the lines of like, okay, we had gone through the green team. We're talking about followership, and she's wanting to know, you know, this is my first time seeing this, going through this. How can someone really live this out at a high level? And we talked about, well, it's daily habits. It's 1% every day, Bonnie. It's, you're not going to jump ahead and get there all of a sudden. You're not going to skip the steps in the process. But really, more importantly, she, and I think for a lot of our high school athletes and even collegiate athletes sometimes, is the lack of confidence in leading. Like, is someone going to listen to me? Is someone going to follow me? And really, it starts with what we're talking about, is how you show up on a daily basis, you know, modeling those traits, modeling those green standards for your team, and you living that out. And once you do that, then not only are they going to follow you, but you're also going to have confidence in what you're doing, because you've built that consistency up and you're going to feel comfortable stepping up and leading other people. So I think for most of our athletes, they're saying, well, how do I do this? You know, how to every day focus on those traits and just focus at getting a little bit better each day, just being consistent each day.
Hey, this is Ashley from Chick-fil-A, and this is today's leadership nugget. Looking to grow and develop in your own leadership abilities? I think emotional intelligence is the number one characteristic a 21st century leader must embody. Two key traits of emotional intelligence are self-awareness and empathy. For us to have a positive impact and inspire motivation in our team members, this requires that we are able to discern what's happening internally with ourselves, along with the people around us. To lead a team to a more effective workplace, we must know each other's styles and preferences to work as a team to find common ground in all we do. Leaders who embody high emotional intelligence can 1. Communicate their vision more effectively. 2. Improve their persuasion and inspirational speaking abilities. And 3. Ensure appropriate responses to stressful and sometimes confusing situations at work. Regardless of the many theories out there about what makes a good leader, it doesn't happen overnight. Remember, leadership is a journey. If you're looking to be a better, more effective leader, or if you're working on personal growth, discerning your emotional intelligence is a great place to start. Now, Let's jump back into the episode.
And that's a great reminder, Kyle, because it's so important to tell our players they don't need to be perfect in their character. Because if perfection was a prerequisite to leadership, there would be none.
No,
so it's not about perfection. It's about commitment.
Yeah, commitment.
When you are committed, yeah, and the commitment will fuel the consistency, right? So when you are committed to being that person, then that commitment will drive your consistency and it will communicate a message outward to others that that is what you want to be. And then when you do fall short, people recognize you're human, right? They will extend grace. And there will be red moments, but because you're committed to being green, it then will fuel your run from red time, right? Because you're so committed to being green, even in the moments where the moment gets the best of you, you're so committed to being green, you run from red quicker. And we all say all leaders experience red moments. Green ones just bounce back quicker. In clinical psychology term, they call it your return to joy speed, right? We all have things that get us off track, right? But how quick can you return to the place of healthiness from a leadership standpoint, return to joy? So for our players, it's not about perfection. It is about commitment. And if you are committed to being green, and which then in turn will fuel your consistency, then you begin building the credibility. You could almost, three C's, I didn't even realize that, right? Almost kind of builds a little tagline, right? Commitment, consistency, credibility, right?
Hey, write that down.
Hey, write that down, Kyle. That's
tagline for us. We got commitment, John Gordon, three C's right here, right?
Commitment fuels your consistency, which fuels your credibility. Take that one to the bank. Let's go. Cash it in. But that's the key. And when we talk about character, I think it's also important that our players recognize what we're talking about with character. And I know I've mentioned this on past. There are two sides of the character equation. And we have to be communicating that to our players regularly. On one side of the character equation, it is moral character. And on the other side, it is mental character. Moral and mental. Moral is connected to one's integrity. Mental is connected to one's performance. Moral is going to speak to traits, things along the lines of being a good person, right? Respectful, kind, trustworthy, supportive, caring, selfless. This is what most of our players think of when they think of character. They just think about being a good kid, good grades, respectful to their teacher, cleaning up after themselves, pushing their chair in, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, things along that nature, essentially etiquette of sorts. Right. That's moral character and it's connected to integrity and it is important. And you have to get that right or you have to be committed to living that. But then there's another side of the character equation that you also have to recognize. And it is the mental side connected to one's performance. You think about things like hardworking, consistent, committed, disciplined, passionate, relentless. You see, you can be a great kid from a character standpoint, on the moral side, have all those boxes checked off, but it doesn't necessarily mean you've got the other side checked off. I know a lot of good kids that are not passionate. I know a lot of quote unquote high moral character kids that are not disciplined, right, to get the job done. I mean, they're great kids. They don't have the work ethic. They don't have the discipline. They don't have the passion. They're not relentless and able to drive. They don't have the drive and things like that. But it's when you put both sides, when you're committed to both sides of the character equation, when you are committed to both sides and you start working there first, then all of a sudden, man, your credibility now gets fueled in your leadership. Now you start putting yourself in a position where people will listen to you. They'll receive your leadership in a greater capacity. You can influence them in a greater capacity. It's because you worked on the character equation first, and then it's fueling your leadership.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the big takeaways there is the influence part about it is where, again, a lot of the times kids may look at like leadership and everyone's at a different starting point, but everyone is a leader simply because they have influence. So your influence is going to stem from how you show up and the way people see you interact with others. You know, if you're constantly clowning in class and then you try to show up and lead on the field, you know, people are going to roll their eyes at that. If you've never taken practice seriously, coaches talking, you're the guy that's goofing off or you're the girl that's not paying attention, kind of laughing. And then like those moments you say in the locker room, you want to try to step up and lead. People are just like, oh, what are you talking about? Like he's going to go in one ear out the other. So it goes back to one of the lanes we talk about all the time is like you have to be consistent, but how you do anything is how you do everything. So the way you present yourself in one setting is going to determine how others perceive you in another. And you can't have alter egos from the classroom to sports to maybe school, clubs. Like you have to be consistent in all those areas. Otherwise, you never know who's watching. And you never know what story is going to be told, but someone's always watching. Someone's always sharing about that. And, you know, for our adults struggle with that. And for kids, I think that's just for us as coaches, we constantly have to be reminding our kids that because we don't know when they're going to really hear it, when it's really going to sink in. But sharing stories, sharing examples of that and calling attention to it will pay dividends in the long run.
You know, it's actually one of the things that just hurts my heart with the players is just when they try to lead, but they don't have the character to validate it. It does hurt me because I can see in those moments they want to be that person. I can see in the moments they are trying. And it just falls flat. It falls on its face. And for us, is you just keep it simple in the language to our players. Let's work on our character first. And then when we get that strengthened, it will fuel then your leadership. But our players need to recognize the order of the two because I would almost say it's easier to engage in leadership than it is in character development.
It's easier to tell someone what to do and to say this is what you should do than to actually do it yourself.
Yes, it's easier to like try to be that guy, that girl, like in the moment and be like, hey, let's go. We're going to do this. Let's go. It is much harder to show up every day with the character that produces the credibility. That's right. The hard work. Like that's where people fail and falter.
Well, that's why a lot of people are resentful to leadership. I mean, even in the adult space, they get resentful to leadership because there's the lack of evidence that supports what the leader is saying. And then maybe don't want to engage in it or push back in it. So you're right. That's the simplest way to phrase this to anyone is work on the character and the leadership will follow. It's like we talk about with the scoreboard with our kids, right? If you do these things, the scoreboard takes care of itself. It's the same way. Like you have to take care of your character first. Then everything else that you want to do or want to be will fall into place.
You know, one of my mentors, Steve Shenbaum, president and founder of Game On Nation, he calls them false prophets.
Yeah, a lot. There's a lot of internet gurus out there, that's for sure.
There's a lot of people speaking it, trying to be that leader, but then you peel back the layers and look at them and you look at like what they do and how they actually live and their relationships and their tendencies and their habits. And there's just, it doesn't line up. There's conflicting messages from what I'm hearing based on what I'm seeing. It just doesn't line up. Fool's gold, false prophets.
Yeah, fool's gold.
We don't want our players to be false prophets. We want our players to be genuine, true, thriving leaders. And in order to do that, you've got to get the character right. That's why we start that way in Green Team. I love that you brought up Be Green, Build Green. Be Green speaks to one's character. It comes before the building of the green. You gotta start with yourself first. And players have to understand two things specifically. They need to understand the dynamic of moral and mental character because they need a full understanding of when we say character, what it fully encompasses and entails, because I don't think they have the clear understanding of it. And secondly, they need to know they've got to be committed to that before they try to elevate in their leadership. Mm-hmm. Coaches, hope this episode was helpful. Just reminding us as we continue leading those that we are steward and gifted with the opportunity to lead. On behalf of the entire Lead 'Em Up team, I am Adam. He is Kyle. Until next time, we are out.